My first guest is a Radio 1 DJ known for his acerbic wit and forthright views. He has a huge following, mainly from people seeking revenge. Please welcome the sharp-tongued, saber-toothed Chris Moyles. You just got off work.
Yeah.
Who'd you rip today?
I can never remember. There's always so many people. I feel a bit uncomfortable. Do I look all right? I'm not used to wearing a suit. I only wear a suit when I go to court, so I'm only used to wearing a suit on a Tuesday.
Is that suit rented or is it yours?
It's mine, actually. But I've been losing weight.
You have. Good
and,
for you.
And I've been training and stuff. Yeah. I used to be very, very fat.
Yes.
And now I'm just fat.
Chris Evans said that you are the new him.
Yeah, I think he was drunk when he said that.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it isn't true, are it?
Well, I hope it's not true. The guy just got fired, for God's sake. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's next. He's the new me. So yeah. I'll go out with, you know, one of Atomic Kitten or
you
something.
You wouldn't mind having his money. That's good.
No, his money would be good. Yeah. I wouldn't like the ginger hair. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, it doesn't go with fat people, but it goes with thin people. Now that you're thin, it might go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm wasting away, aren't I?
You are wasting away. You're not half the man you used to be.
Do these make me look like Kermit the Frog, by the way?
It's not
the sticky out things?
Not the collars. No, you tell the jokes. You tell the jokes. Because I got to say, I was on your show, and I know you rip people all the time. You were so nice to me. After I'm on the air, it was a couple of Saturday mornings ago, you said, come on, let's go and have some lunch, and we go with your mom and dad. Nicest people.
Yeah,
if anyone had been at another table listening to the conversation of these fine people, no one would have believed that you were the one that said the following. Quote, I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but before I joined Radio 1, it was rubbish. In 12 months, I've turned a crap old radio station around and I'm leading it back to glory. You said, I'm the savior of broadcasting. You said, I've turned Radio 1 around single-handedly. You said these things in...
And you know what? It's all true. Every single one of those things is true. My God, straight me down.
You've ripped people on your own station.
Yeah.
Virtually every one of your DJs on Radio 1. You said of Simon Mayo, is a heroin addict and always smells of church. What I want to know is, how does one smell of church?
It has that, you know, that incense smell.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like most men put on aftershave.
And he really
in the
smells like that.
He
you
puts
stand
on
next to
incense.
Him?
Yeah. Because Simon's very religious. But then again, so am I. I'm Roman Catholic. I'm a good Roman Catholic boy. The official fan club of Jesus.
Okay, so on a lighter note, you call Zoe Ball a lesbian.
That, granted, was just a fantasy.
Nikki Campbell. And it's probably not true, but it's funny. It's a funny line.
See, I thought it was a funny line.
It's a funny line, but it's not true, you're saying.
No, it's not. It's certainly not true.
Because you said he's not very bright. He visits prostitutes, but all he does is sit and talk to them.
Yeah. What I do from time to time on the show, there are people that I goof on who, for whatever reason, and the name sticks
it's
in
all
my
a
head.
Shtick.
You know, and we always exaggerate the truth, like, you know, Jamie Thigston is pretty, but he's not very bright. Vanessa Feltz has lost a lot of weight, but she's still a fat pig. You know, and all this kind of stuff, which we exaggerate. And it's just a joke, you know what I mean?
It's just not a joke. It's not
so
meant.
My producer...
Did you mean to say this? Pauline Quirk is a fat, sweaty biffer. What the hell is a biffer?
You see, a lot of these are jokes. You're taking a lot of this out of context.
I'm not. You are. We're having a good time with
you. Hang on a second.
You
know, give me one of those cards. Now, if I'd have been researched, I could have gone, now, you're the guy who said, Raul, you're dating Linda, and you've been dating Bobby, and Bobby has been going out with Tanya for 4 years, and they've been kind of, they didn't move next door to a family of dogs, and you all move into a big hot tub together at nighttime. Is that right?
Yeah. Very good. Except the guy you work with does it better. He does that,
he's
my impersonation.
Here. He's here, actually, backstage.
Yeah.
He's going to, John Kilshaw, his name is a fantastic impressionist, and he does you.
Yeah.
Sorry. He does an impression of you. Would you like the impression?
last month, because this was a controversy. The 3 a.m. girls in the mirror?
Yeah.
What prompted you to say this? They look as if they fell from the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
It's an old line, though. It's an old line.
It's an old line. Okay. But what happened? They printed your...
They printed my home phone number in the
paper.
That's
dirty pool. That goes too far. I agree. They printed your home phone number.
Yeah, but then again, I can always change my phone number. They can't change their faces. You know what I'm saying?
You started out like as I'm learning in talking to people, as most radio DJs apparently start out. And I don't know that we have it in America. It's called hospital radio.
Yeah.
And you, Top Shop, that's a store? You were a Top Shop DJ?
This is as sad as the look on your face when you're describing it.
What do you mean, you're a DJ in the store?
Yeah.
Well, what do you do?
It's like, you know, you go into a shop and they have tapes on. Well, I mean, instead of having that, you have tapes on and you go, you know, almost subliminal-like, you know, buy some knickers! The best thing was, you were so high up, they put the studio right next door to the female fitting rooms. This is true. So you'd be sitting there going, that's Kylie Minogue, and don't forget, knickers are down this week. It implies at Top Shop, and whoa! You should not buy that, love. You look way too fat. Right now, here's...
Were you like that then? I mean...
I was a little bit like that, yeah.
What do you do when you're in the radio in the hospital? I mean, do you, like, you know, do you say who's... doing better, who's dying, who's what? I mean,
you play really short records for those people who are dying.
Yeah.
You know, just in case they don't hear all of it.
What? Yeah, I mean.
Oh, what? They'll chuck it out.
No, we won't.
If I say you will.
Okay. Oh, fair question.
Okay.
Kylie Minogue or Danny Minogue?
Both.
If you could be any pop star in the world, what perks would you demand?
Kylie Minogue and Danny Minogue.
Jog in the park or a pint of lager?
Both.
Favorite cut of meat?
Favorite cut of meat? What can I talk about? I don't...
Which fish do you feel most represents you?
The lead singer of Marillion.
Have you ever masturbated in public?
I'm masturbating right now.
What's your favorite style of hat?
Oh, trilby.
If Elvis is alive, what would you like him to be doing?
Wearing deodorant, because he'd smell, wouldn't he?
Would you donate sperm to a friend and her lesbian partner?
Yeah, why not?
Would you trade your...
If I could watch.
What's your bra size? Oh, wait a second. You said... We'll stop the game for a second. You said, I'm really bored with being this shape and size. I'm bored with having boy boobs and a big fat stomach. You said that in February of this year. What's your favorite bra size?
Well, what's my favorite bra size?
What's your bra size?
What is my bra size? Two completely different questions.
So my favorite
bra size is 36DD, and I'm probably about a 34B.
Oh, good.
I'm probably a B cup, right?
Oh, turn me on. Great. If you died and went to heaven, who would you be disappointed to see there?
You. Because that would mean you were dead.
Nice comeback. When did you last see your feet?
This morning when I was getting out of your wife's bed.
When did you last see your... Oh, that's all the time we have.
Your smile!
Well, yeah.